Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, let's start off with this liberal arts school. And you guys are, you're not prudes by any stretch. This elite liberal arts school, Amherst College, I think we've all heard of it. They reportedly held disgusting orientation performance where students mimicked sex acts.
Really?
Some students at a Massachusetts elite liberal arts school, Amherst College, say they were forced to sit through a disgusting orientation performance where people mimicked sex acts on stage and showered condoms like confetti. They were trying to reduce the stigma around sex, but certain people had different feelings about it. Isabella Niemi, a junior, told the outlet she was so disturbed by the grossly sexual skit that she was desperate to leave. I thought about leaving 10 minutes in. I'm not sure. I'm not someone who breaks rules or skips mandatory events, but it was disgusting enough that it almost forced me to leave. There are, as they're talking about, there are people on their knees pretending to perform this and people doing this. And like, it's kind of a weird scene. I don't have an issue with it, but like, if somebody in the class did, how do you move forward with doing that?
It's like so stupid. I guess to the people at Amherst, you know, it's funny, all these high-minded, uber-liberal, progressive educators in this country. Do you really think people going to college have a stigma regarding sex? I mean, they can't have it fast enough when they get there. I don't think that's really an issue.
Do you think that was wasted wasted time? Time you can't get back.
100%. What are you trying to prove? You're trying to be, get out of here.
Literally. So this is what a person, I understand that Amherst is trying to remove the taboo behind sex on campus, but this has gone way too far. The way it's forced in our faces, literally, if you start looking at the pictures, does the exact opposite.
What taboo against sex on campus? Where? What college are they talking about? Did they go to college?
On top of that, what are they asking for? Let's have more sex at Amherst.
You know, I'm going to tell. I've never told this story.
Oh, wonderful!
Girl went to my high school. Really beautiful, young girl from Puerto Rico. Family was traditionally Catholic Puerto Rican. She couldn't go out with a chaperone. She wore, like, you know, frilly. She wore things buttoned up to her neck in high school.
Was she a jet?
Listen. She ends up going to my college. So I'm up there for double sessions. Yes. I'm up there for double sessions before the students arrive. I don't even know this. She comes up to camp. She's going to school. I see her. She sees me. I swear she probably wasn't on campus 20 minutes. Maybe a day. Just comes into my room, whatever. Let's put it this way.
You banged a chick in 20 minutes. This is the first time you're telling this story. How many stories like this do you have?
So Ann was there for three sessions.
Yes. Yes. I was late. My roommate forgot his cleats. Mike comes back to, hey, I get the door bolted. Yeah. Hey! I need my cleats.
I'm busy.
I open the door, it cracks, stick his cleats out, and I shut the door in his face. I was late for practice. That's true.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, and then she ended up just going, why? This is college. This is college. They have more sex than hot meals in college.
Yes.
Like,
all right, let's talk about our short.
Not at Liberty.
Mm. Maybe
we didn't have stories like that.
Because you had the emu.
Yeah, you guys were on your knees a lot, but you were praying.
Yeah, we're praying.
Yeah, sure. That's right. A man is going viral for spending $81,000 on a height BBL, as they call it, to grow from 5'5" to 6'1".
How can you do that?
And he says his legs are stronger than ever. They break your legs.
I know what they do.
Wish I was a little bit taller.
Stretch them, yeah.
Yes, this is, he said he went through two different surgeries. From 5'5" to 6'1", he said he has no side effects. I've heard from some people that have done similar things to this, the limb lengthening. They say it's so freaking painful.
I've heard that, yeah, read about it.
To deal with it. But, like, somebody had said to me, you'll get this, Rob, because I'm sure they said it to you. Like, people said to me, like, hey, your ears stick out too far. Would you have surgery to fix it? And I'm like, no. I'm not having surgery to fix it. Like, it is what it is.
I get that on my teeth.
Do you?
Yeah.
You don't get that for your head? Because that is nothing you can do for it, like the size of it?
Like, the gaps in your teeth, would you ever want to had those fixed, it stopped me doing what?
Yeah.
What does it stop me from doing?
But I don't begrudge people that have, if you have, because I worked with a girl when I sold shoes to the mall, she had a big
schnoz,
who knows, and a weak chin.
You hit her?
Stop. They tend to go together. She had surgery.
They go together?
Yeah.
They really go big together. Noses and weak chins?
Very often.
I did not know that.
So she had it fixed. She looked like a million bucks. She shouldn't have gone through life the way she looked because she was beautiful when she had it done. I know women who have, breast surgery. It makes you feel bad. I'm not a fan. But it's like,
does it feel different with height, though?
Well, no. Look, I'm 5'9 on a good. I used to be. I just got my doctor report. I'm like 5'8¾ now. Yeah. I'm shrinking. It doesn't
I'm
bother.
Melting.
And I know how men are really more. I read that men are more self-conscious about their height than the size of the penis.
Yeah, really?
Yes, 100%.
I heard
height bothered them more.
I heard that women were looking for someone tall, dark, and handsome. And I said, "Is there anything else they're looking for?" Because I think I struck out.
I'm with you, Ed. I don't judge anybody who wants to do that. Those type of surgeries, I'm just not that guy.
I'm not, and that surgery I read is extraordinarily painful. They literally break your legs and stretch them. And just, come on, man.
Let me play.
How the hell he went for five? That's an enormous job. I can't believe he did that.
I mean, that's huge. It's like this.
I know.
Oh, sorry. Nobody can see that.
If he went from 5'5 to 5'7, that's pretty impressive.
By the way, I had my arms about 4 feet wide.
We're on camera now. They know.
But the people in the car don't. They need
to tune in.
Oh, okay, then tune in. Watch the show while you're... No, you can't say that. All right. Let me get to this last story. I'll set it up as quick as I can. This woman is unbelievably upset. Her and her wife were at the store, and somebody did something that's just so uncalled for, and she can't believe it. Here.
My wife and I just went to the store, the grocery store right by our house.
For God's sake.
And we were walking down an aisle.
What did he do?
And there were, like, two guys that walked up next to us. You know, Peyton, like, walked away. My wife walked away for just a second. They were like snickering to themselves or something. And
what a setup.
I didn't really think much of it. So I'm just looking at the candy aisle trying to decide what candy I want. And he walks by and gets like inches from me and just rips one, like farts, like this far from me. That's disgusting to say. I can't even believe I'm having to say this.
A fart?
She is crying over a fart. A fact.
She's wiping her
eyes. She's legitimately crying, Ed. You can see the video.
I heard a voice. I'm watching the video now. Yeah, this is what's wrong with America. This is...
The fart set you off?
To this degree.
It's uncalled for. Like, have a video.
Oh, come on. This is like... That's like, hey, you know, learn some manners and say so. You're like... Or say, oh, that was gross. Sobbing like this, me and my
fought
wife.
On me,
and
I'm my fought. Wife you fought on me, store. I'm farting on your back. That's what I'm talking about.
You're a first striker.
That's how I'm handling it. Yeah, you fought on me if you want. You want to play that game?
You're a preemptive
farter. We can play that game. You don't want to play that game with me.
Go ahead. Nope.
Go ahead.
Nope.
Anyway,
I can't.
There you can.
Go ahead.
She is so beneath my contempt. I can't even put it into words because if I do, you'll be doing the show as a two-man because no one's going to like what I have to say about this.
Can I tell you, like, this is funny just seeing the way she reacted. I played this story for this. for this because I knew what this was going to do to him. And why do you think I turned the video around to show him her crying?
Yeah. He farted on me.
He farted. Me and my wife, we were in the store. That's, I can't believe.
Are you isolating this?
Oh, yeah, yay.
Mike Preston joins us at 8:30, but on the other side, Birds will hold an Alonzo presser, an intro presser today at 4. We can't wait. Welcome to Baltimore, Pete Alonzo. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
We heard of the song She Bang. Often during the commercial breaks is He Bang.
Yeah. Is that his new name?
He Bang. Mike Preston joins us at 8:30.
He moved.
4 o'clock today, the Orioles would announce, I'm showing Ryan Helsley right now on MLB Network, they will announce officially Pete Alonso, the Baltimore Orioles.
When are the Orioles finally going to make some moves? They're never going to do it. I mean, the ownership's never done it before. They're never going to do it. Jackasses.
This is huge. I love it. I'm loving life like you wouldn't believe right now.
Well, I was getting into. It's funny. I was getting into it with. I guess it was a podcaster in Toronto that go. Oh, everybody's talking about the Orioles and Pete Alonso. It's great and all. You still have the third best lineup in the American League East, and I'm going. How? Tell me two teams that have a better lineup. And then the thing he wants to. There were a lot of people saying, "Well, I'll take the team that scored the most runs in the AL East and the most runs in the playoffs last year." That's last year. Bo Bichette ain't on that team right now. We don't know what the starting pitching is going to look like. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't know if you're going to be able to go a full season. You have to see what you're going to be able to spend and acquire. You still may lose some other pieces to go along with it. So, mm-hmm. and when we talk about the Red Sox, Alex Bregman's gone. They wanted Pete Alonso. They didn't get him. Mm-hmm. Getting Pete Alonso hurts them and helps you. That's doubly good. I'll take it. You know, and again, thinking about the Yankees lineup, we don't know if Bellinger's coming back.
don't. I mean, Goldschmidt's not coming back, right?
No, he just signed with the Mets, I think. Or he's going to be... or
that's going to be the first baseman?
That's supposed... I don't know if he signed or not, if they're just talking to him.
Oh, by the way, if today's press conference will be broadcast live on Masson. You can see it live on Masson. So your phones, or if you're home or at a bar, whatever, 4 o'clock, you can check it out yourself. Tell the bartender to turn the music down.
Mm-hmm.
I want to hear Pete.
Well, hear what he has to say, because like there was, I saw an interview with Pete Alonso saying the most important thing to him is that he wanted to celebrate a World Series in New York. He wanted to be a part of that parade and bring that there. Mm-hmm. And
well, maybe if they play the Yankees in the World Series, he will.
Yeah, but
I can't play the Yankees, obviously. But you know what I mean.
But yeah, I mean, look, talking about for his home team, there were so many things that were said. We've talked about it off the air. I don't know how much it came up on the air about. There were people that were alleging that Pete Alonso was a cancer in the Mets locker room.
That was a real story.
Yes. There were people now saying that he wasn't the cancer. They had the wrong guy.
Yeah.
There are some people now that are pointing to Francisco Lindor saying he might be the cancer. Yeah.
Ed, we talked about that off air once. Mm-hmm. It was just you and I. You were out, Jeremy. I remember specifically. And I said, I don't think it's going to be Pete Alonso. I didn't know there was Francisco Lindor until recently. Now that Alonso's gone, I think those stories coming out more. I can't imagine Francisco being a cancer, though.
I can't. Yeah, I mean,
until you
I couldn't imagine Pete Alonso being one either when the story was out.
It's interesting, though. It's clearly not true, because did you hear Buck's words about him?
Yeah.
This guy you can trust. I've never heard anybody say a bad word about Pete Alonso. He manages him.
He posts.
He posts every day. And, he would come in and shut the door in his office and just talk to Buck.
I think that's one of the things that you have to point to in character. A guy that plays every day, isn't that a testament to his character?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Definitely. 100%.
Because if you're a cancer and you're a guy that's looking to complain all the time, aren't you looking for a reason not to play from time to time?
Yes.
To send a message? Mm-hmm. When you're a guy that all you do is post, all you do is play every day, to me, that's a testament to your character.
It's funny how, Buck's comments were so positive. Like, not just about what a good guy Alonso was, but the match. He said, he's a guy you trust. You've never heard of anybody having trouble with Pete Alonso. He likes to play. He likes to win. He will get Baltimore, and Baltimore will get him. It's a good match.
He did say that. He's more a Baltimore guy than a New York guy.
Can I ask your opinion, plus hitters on this team? So when we start going through the lineup, I think the weakest hitter in your lineup right now is Colton Cowser. And people are going,
was it Adley?
I don't think it's Adley, because I think Adley, again, if he does what he did last year, maybe we're seeing the signs of that he's never going to be what we expected. But when Adley's healthy, I know he can hit. I know he can hit for average. I know he can hit for power and be that switch hitting catcher that you need.
I think Adley's going to be that dude this year.
Well,
I think he busts out this year.
And then a lot of people that are pointing at the lineup, it's like Basayo's here every day now. That's a guy that they locked up to a long-term extension. They were finally able to do it with a young player. He was the number one prospect in baseball. And now he's not the number one prospect in baseball because he's been at the major league level. And when you see these prospect lists and it comes out and he's 12, well, he's been here. And if what they think he's capable of can happen, he ain't going to be batting eighth. he'll be batting further up in that lineup, which is like, where's Taylor Ward? Where's Tito Ward batting?
Man, get it right.
Jordan Westberg, Jackson Holliday. I mean, keep going through this lineup. Dylan Beavers when he's there against left-handed pitching. Here comes Tyler O'Neill. And I know you guys don't like him, but...
Who?
Tyler O'Neill. Not you guys.
I love Tyler O'Neill. I love him. Yes. Colton Cowles is the worst hitter, your weakest hitter in this lineup. A guy that only played 92 games. So if he played 92 games, he missed a lot of time hurt. That means he played hurt a lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
All he did was hit 16 home runs in 92 games. That's your weakest hitter? If that's the weak link of the lineup.
Needs to be more consistent,
though. I know, but if he played 92 games and missed... Rob, 70 because he's hurt.
That's the weakest player in your lineup.
That's my point.
That's why I'm arguing with these guys that are saying, of course they change their tune. Well, at the beginning of the season, they're going to be better. Okay, that's not what you said, dummy. Stop it. People want to piss in other people's parades all the time. It's like, the people that go, I'll believe it when I see it, and the same people that were going with the Orioles, they're not going to sign anybody because they never have. Well, that's a wonderful way to go through life there.
Rick Ritter joins us at 9:15, but on the other side, Mike Preston, the professor, is in on the fan. This is a good album, Jeremy. This is The Boss, right? Isn't this The Boss album?
You asking
Diana Ross? Pretty sure it is The Boss. Joining us right now from Baltimore Sun, baltimore.com.
Oh, now I know why we're bringing in The Boss.
courtesy of the Window Nation guest hotline. He is Mike Preston. Mike, this is from the Boss album, right?
Yeah, I can't remember, but I remember her.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. I remember the album. I remember the album because I remember the album cover, and I think you guys better Google it. Mike, the Baltimore Ravens take on the Cincinnati Bengals in Cincinnati on Sunday. Not so good in the first game. Not turning the ball over, is that the key to success against the Bengals? Because that happened 5 times the last time we played them.
That's one of them, but I would look at pressure on Joe Burrow. How do you achieve that? They haven't beaten a good quarterback all year. You go back and look at even their 5-game winning streak, those quarterbacks were terrible. All right, and now they've faced Burrow. They faced Aaron Rodgers last week. Go back and look at the earlier losses. They were good quarterbacks, and they haven't beaten one. So to me, that's the key. Can you get pressure on them? Can you make a move? And what do you do with those receivers on the back end? You know, Jamar Chase, Higgins. You know, I don't know. I don't know how this turns out. You know, usually I go in and say, okay, they can kind of handle this thing. But I'm not sure this time, especially after the first game they played on Thanksgiving night.
Well, not just that game. Like, what about the one they just played against, you know, Pittsburgh? I mean, I'm just looking at this team, and I granted, I'm not one to say the refs cost the game because I hate doing that, but the refs cost them that game. But they still didn't look good. I mean, how do you feel with this team going forward in a wide-open AFC?
That, again, it comes back to quarterback, you know. I mean, Rodgers, he got to the outside, Metcalf on the outside, did the matchup with Marlon Humphrey. You know, the first 3 or 4 plays, a 53-yard completion. Mm-hmm. You know, I see that every week. You know, and I'm going to pick on the defense because that's what I wrote about earlier this week. But these swing passes, 38 yards, you gave up a touchdown last week. How does that happen?
Untouched,
and
Mike, untouched.
Untouched.
Yeah.
Yes, that can't happen, you know, and that's been happening all year against good quarterbacks. They make the reads, you know, and again, we'll see what kind of pressure they get because you can fake all of those blitzes and you can make the young guys panic and so forth. But Aaron Rodgers is kind of laughing at it, milking the clock down, 1 second left, snap the ball, and goes, I've seen this before. You're not showing me anything I've seen. Those veterans eat this up. I want to see what happens this time around. Do they have something different? And I'm not sure that they do. But what do you have for Joe Burrow?
I hope it's not the same sorry-ass game plan they came in with Thursday night. Are they going to remember they got 22 in the backfield, and does he get at least 20 carries?
That could happen. Ugh. You know, it didn't happen in the first game. It didn't happen in the first game. I thought even in that one that they should have run Henry a little bit more. And I wasn't buying all of that. The situation dictated it, and we're in a 2-minute offense, blah, blah. I don't want to hear all of that. All right? Your quarterback isn't playing well. All right? We all know that. Then give the ball to the second best player on your offense. That's your running back. And just feed him the ball. And if you don't, keep Mitchell. Just give him some more carries, too. And that's the way I would do it. And look, guys. We all know that this team is very good at running the ball. They used to be. They had the best running offense for 2 years in a row. And then all of a sudden, they're not that good this year. But their strength is still run blocking because they can't pass block a lick.
Yeah.
Just pound the ball.
Yeah.
That's all you got.
Mike Preston joins us, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. You talked about the quarterback not playing well, Lamar Jackson. 5 straight weeks, he's missed at least one practice. This one they didn't specify as for injury, just rest. What Lamar Jackson do you expect? It looked like he was running the football, moving around a little bit better on Sunday. What Lamar do you expect in 2 days in Cincinnati?
Flip a coin. Boom. Heads, good Lamar. Tail, bad Lamar. You don't know. You have no clue. And I've mentioned this before. You can't get into his brain. I can't. And I don't know many media people who can. And you just let it go and see whatever happens. And I think they're at the point. go back and look at that footage of Harbaugh when Jerry Coleman asked him the other day why he wasn't playing. Was it because of injury? And John just goes, oh, it's not injury related. And he just blew it off. And I'm like, maybe he's getting tired of him too. I don't know. I do not know. So we'll see what happens when they roll him out there Sunday. Your guess is as good as mine. I don't know.
Oh, I mean, what is the real, the core, is it Lamar? Is it the line? Is it just they're not playing? Because the defense hasn't played well in two games either. And you mentioned DK Metcalf. I mean, why would you single him anyway? But which they end up paying for. But I can't believe the same offensive line basically is playing this poorly a year later.
Well, you know, they got a lot of problems. You know, you just can't say it's the offensive line. And every time Lamar fades back, he's getting pounded. Well, part of that is because he wants to hold on to the ball too long. Part of it is because he wants to prove that he's a passer. They don't have that chemistry yet. The balance is off on what they want to be and who they are. And they got to find that. And can they do it in the last four games? I'm not sure. I'm not sure. When I watch them play, it just looks like a team that's really kind of unorganized. I mean, their receivers at times look uninterested. Like, hey, you don't throw us the ball anyway. You know, there's something missing from this team. And we can go and look at both sides of the ball, offensively and defensively. Is it leadership? That's a good place to start. But leadership comes from the top down. All right, from the head coach down.
Yeah, absolutely. Doesn't start on the field.
And that's where I kind of look at it at. And we'll see what happens. But they got issues, man. They got a lot of issues.
Hey, Mike, did you see the Bijan Robinson fumble last night? The catch where he gets 1 foot down and almost gets a second down, but then they called it a fumble on the field. It's weird how the exact opposite happened last time with Isaiah Likely. I don't know when we're going to get to it, this league, because week to week, game to game, we see different rules.
And you are correct. And it's basically down to which official is calling the game at that time and what else is going on. But most of the time, they're not consistent. That's the disturbing thing. Is if you go into one game and you call it this way, then that's fine. I get it. They're all over the place. You know? 2 feet, 3 feet, guys stick the ball over the quarterback on the tush push. They're all over the place with this. Somewhere along the line, I think during the offseason, they need to just get together and say, this is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to handle this, because you don't know from week to week what's going to happen in this league as far as officiating.
Mike, give me a winner and a score.
I picked the Bengals to win 24-21, and just basically because the Ravens haven't beaten a good quarterback all year, and that's what I'm waiting to see.
There you go. Mike Preston, Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. We'll talk to you on Monday, right?
Yep. All right. So I'll be calling in Sunday, too. So I'll catch you guys.
All right, man. Have a good one.
All right. Bye-bye. See ya.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Mike Preston picking the Bengals to win 24-21 because the Ravens haven't beaten a big quarterback. Rick Ritter joins us at 9:15, but on the other side, we make our Week 15 picks, and Jeremy and Ed will talk about their Heisman Trophy winners.
Oh, I know who you voted for.
How do you know who I voted for?
We saw it. It's written down right there.
Yeah.
I saw it.
We synced it. Yeah.
I hate them. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. Got a little PYT going on. It's Friday. Gotta have it. Need more of it. Week 15 picks. First of all, let's go with this because we did week 15 picks before. I want to make sure we get this in. Jeremy Kahn, who's your 2025 Heisman Trophy Award winner?
I can't believe I flipping won it. It's been, I mean, look, if you're going to go with anybody, he's minus 1,000 right now. Mendoza's winning definitely. The award. He's winning the award. Mm-hmm. I personally wouldn't have, I would have rather seen Jeremiah Love.
Or just saying.
No, not just saying. Jeremiah Love or Pavia. I would have rather seen one of those guys win it. I'm not knocking Mendoza. I think he's good. But I always worry about these guys. He was okay at Cal. He goes to Indiana. Now everybody's talking about him being the best quarterback in the country. And we'll see.
I think it's Mendoza. I said that prior to the Ohio State game. I said if he wins that game, he's the Heisman winner.
I'm a flipping champ.
That was, yeah. Oof. I gotta say, that kind of turned me off a little bit. Mm-hmm.
Turned you off?
Yeah. It's like, yeah.
Dude, he made Russell Wilson look like a member of the
Hell's Angel.
He did. It was like, oh, milk toast ass.
That was something, man. That was something.
I can't believe it. We're flipping champs.
Tim Tebow cringed.
We're flipping champs.
It was so terrible.
Don't tell my mom I said flipping.
Yes. What? No, I think Mendoza wins it. I do. I really, really, really do. I think Pavia is maybe the most interesting candidate because, you know, it's Vanderbilt. And that's a school that, I mean, Indiana is a great story. Vanderbilt's amazing. They're never in a conversation.
Like, if Indiana ever had the Vanderbilt story, it would still be amazing. But the fact that Indiana's doing what they did, it's like, what the hell is happening here?
It's just unbelievable. I mean, they've beaten Oregon and Ohio State and Illinois when they were ranked. They were ninth in the country when they beat them.
I almost said the wrong. They beat the crap out of Illinois. I swear to God, I almost said something else.
Yeah. It's Mendoza. If Ohio State won that game, does Just Saying get the award?
Julian Sain? No, he didn't do enough this year.
His name has always floated around.
He deserves to be. I mean, he's on an undefeated team.
Yeah.
You've got the best wide receiver in the country, and it's not close. And then, oh, by the way, Carnell Tate's going to play at the NFL level. Mm-hmm. Your running backs are probably going to play at the NFL level. You got a guy named Bo Jackson. You know, come on. Their team had an amazing offense, and when you're undefeated, mm-hmm. you're going to get – he deserves an invite.
Yeah.
But of these four players, he's fourth.
Did Jeremiah Love have a shot?
No.
Running back? No good.
No, he should. I mean, he just absolutely – if you watched him, For him to score a touchdown in most games this year, he was minus 500. Like, if you bet him to score two touchdowns in a game, it was like minus 140.
Really?
You're going,
yeah.
You mean to tell me if I want to, like, a meaningful bet and something I'm not going to have to overpay for, I got to get him to score two touchdowns? Go look at how many games he scored three touchdowns in. It's just, he was incredible this year.
He had a great year. He did. This is, you know that meme where Homer Simpson backs into the bushes?
Yeah.
This is me in this segment, right? Just back into the bushes.
We know you can't talk about it.
I can't talk about it. They won't let us talk about it.
I know who you voted for.
Heisman
Do you want me to tell everybody?
Ceremony will air, presented by Nissan,
apparently
Saturday
not.
At 7 o'clock on ABC.
Can I just say this for full clarity? Like, I don't know who Rob's picking. I have an idea of who he's picking just because, I mean, I think when it comes down to it, you're going to vote intelligently, and I think I know where you would lean. So I'm pretty sure I could guess who you're picking.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know who you picked. I don't want people to think that there's something else going on, especially with a vote. Rob told us.
Who are the finalists?
Jeremiah Love,
Fernando Mendoza, Diego Pavia, and Julian Sain.
Mm-hmm.
We can vote for three.
Well, then Rob voted. Here, I'll do it. Mendoza, Pavia, Love. That was Rob's vote. You'll have to tell me today. You can tell me after the vote comes out that I was right.
I'll tell you. In fact, I'll send you a screenshot after the vote. At 7. Soon after that, I'll send you a screenshot.
Rob,
I'm excited.
I'll send you the screenshot after the vote. Because I think I know the way you had these stacked up.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan on this Friday in Baltimore. Headed back down to Virginia. Today, I know Jeremy Kahn and Ed Norris have full weekends as well. We're going to be at the Falston Barrel House. Corey Garrison will join us at 9 o'clock to pump that up. Hopefully get a crowd that's as big, if not bigger, than the first one as we did it big out there in Falston, taking over Harford County. 410-583-1057. What's your score, your prediction for Sunday for the Ravens, Jeremy?
I got 34-24 Ravens.
It.
34-27 Ravens with no confidence whatsoever.
You think the Ravens are going to score 34 points?
Yeah.
Stupid.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
I'm not even offended by that. I think it is stupid.
I have 31-30 Baltimore Ravens with Loop Tyler Loop kicking a game winner at the end. A walk off.
I had 34 too.
I know. That's why I'm like, you didn't pick up on
he
that?
Didn't pick up on it. He's like, yeah, it is kind of stupid. I don't know who would do it. And I'm like, I just said 34-24.
I know.
I got a buzzer beater. We all have him scoring over 30,
yeah.
But I think this is Tyler Loop's buzzer beater. He needs one.
I don't know what I'm serious. I really have just all of a sudden, like, I don't know what I'm watching with this team.
We do.
It's just
watching a bad football team.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very surprising. But it's
just because they have talent doesn't mean they're good.
It's such a talented roster.
I'm down to make them good, though.
Man.
Wonder what that comes down to.
Coaching.
Oh. I didn't say it.
When you don't get the best out of your roster, what is that, Jeremy?
Well, I mean, when they were playing the Steelers and we were going back and forth with Pittsburgh and we were talking about the mirror images of both teams,
mm-hmm.
The one thing that was always said, at least you guys have your quarterback. We're still searching for one, and that's the hardest part of this when you want to be a perennial competitive team.
Yeah.
But the thing we went back to is what you brought up. Like, if I was going to sit here and say, what has Mike Tomlin been given compared to what John Harbaugh's been given, like, for the past 2 years, we said they've had the best roster in football, and coming into this season, we thought, and it doesn't matter
they
what
did.
We think, that they were going to have a generational-type team, and it's been generationally bad.
And there is something up with number 8. And I've pointed to injury, but all of a sudden, I'm like, hey, wait a minute. Joe Burrow's been injured. Justin Herbert's injured. Aaron Rodgers is old. Like, they're all playing pretty well. Like, why is Lamar playing so poorly? Like, short-arming pass after pass and missing wide-open receivers. Like,
I think it's a lower leg injury, and he's not stepping in and making
I guess.
Passes.
Absolutely. He's whipping the ball.
It'd be like a basketball shooter that doesn't follow through with the shot. Mm-hmm. You just push. You know,
front
you leave
of the
that gooseneck hang, and if you don't get the follow-through, you're not getting the proper rotation you need. So I
think it's lower leg, too. Towson, Darius. What's up, Darius?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Could you get off speakerphone, please?
Can you hear me better?
Are you in an iron lung?
Tell the other guys in the bathroom we said hello.
Oh,
see.
Hey, can you hear me better?
Not really, but go ahead.
I was calling to speak today because we've got to aware that James Madison this week is a 21.5 point underdog, and everybody knew about Notre Dame got left out of the college football playoff. This is my question. I want to ask you guys' opinion. If James Madison don't pull up the upset, or let alone keep it a one-scoring game, and they get thrashed, did the college football committee make a mistake by letting a school of this caliber make it in the college football playoff?
Can I take this? No.
There's rules in place. There are rules in place. You can't violate rules because there's somebody else better. That doesn't happen during the NCAA tournament. No, there are rules in place, and the NCAA selection committee followed the rules. Stop freaking whining. If I was everybody else, I'd be upset over the rule that allows Notre Dame next year to get in automatically just because they're top 12. When that's not the rule to anybody, that's the Notre Dame rule. Stop crying, man. Seriously. Rick Ritter joins us at 9:15, but on the other side, Corey Garrison going to pump up the volume on this Falston Barrelhouse appearance on Sunday. Ravens Bengals up next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.